all about how, you know, all the team players are thinking and how the Canadians accordingly, you know, we are making the plan and going about it. But yeah, I think whatever is, you know, we are getting, we are very much comfortable as a team. We never thought too much about winning the toss and, you know, putting too much pressure, you know, if we win the toss, what we are doing. So I think the best thing about our team, we are pretty much comfortable whatever is coming and just going there and enjoying the cricket.
Yeah, very, very similar. You know, there's a few different things that go into that decision making, I guess. You know, the opposition that you're coming up against, but mainly it's about what your strengths are and backing that in. And throughout the tournament, we've done both. We feel like we've had a good crack at both of them and done well. And regardless of what you do first, you know, in a final, you need to do that really well. So we're not too bothered what we do first. I think the conditions seem to be pretty similar throughout. Throughout the match, and yeah, as I said, and as Harman said, it's just about doing as well as you can in that first innings, whatever it is, and then backing yourself in.
Question is to Meg. Meg, two finals, you've lost both, but it's just one game. So yeah, just the difference between a league game and a final. What sort of pressure is there during a final? And also, if you could speak on Shefali, she's had a very good season. She's coming in with a bit of, she's been dropped from the team and stuff, Indian team. So how's it been with Shefali, the way she's performed?
Yeah, in terms of the final, obviously there is a lot more on the line than a round game. So it is different, but it's also an exciting opportunity. And, you know, we've just been focusing on what we can do this year and you know, playing to our strengths, backing ourselves in. And I think throughout the whole year, we've had different people step up at different times. You know, I don't feel like we rely on one or two players, and that gives us a lot of confidence heading into tomorrow's game that no matter whose night it is, that we'll be able to deliver and really put Mumbai under pressure. So we're just focusing on that this year. It's about the game tomorrow night. It's really irrelevant what's happened in the past, even what's happened in the round games this year. They don't count for anything. It's about performing tomorrow night, and we're excited about the opportunity that we've given ourselves to go out there and play our best game for the tournament, which is a really exciting chance for us. And in terms of Shefali, yeah, she's been excellent for us, really got us off to some really nice starts with the bat. She looks like she's been really enjoying her cricket, a big smile on her face a lot of the time, which is always a good sign, I think. She's a very important part of our team, on and off the field, and I've really loved seeing her do well, and no doubt she's got another big innings in her for tomorrow night.
I have a question for both the captains. Harman, fourth game in 6 days for your team. Has that helped, like, you know, carry the momentum, get in that sort of rhythm? Advantage hai ki disadvantage hai ki itna sara cricket khel rahe ho just before the final? Rhythm mein aane mein help karta hai ya exhaustion mein result karta hai?
I think I'll take it in the positive way, because, you know, as tomorrow we are going to play final on the same pitch, same ground, so कहीं ना कहीं हमारे लिए ये एडवांटेज है, क्योंकि यू नो वी नो द कंडीशंस रियली वेल. वी प्लेड 3 गेम्स इन 4 डेज एंड वी नो, यू नो, व्हाट एरिया टू बॉल, हाउ टू बैट एंड हाउ टू, यू नो, वी चोज टू एग्जीक्यूट योरसेल्फ इन द बेटर वे एंड वी चोज, यू नो, जस्ट टेक केयर ऑफ, डोंट लूज टू मेनी विकेट्स. आई थिंक काफ़ी चीज़ों पर हमें समझ में आया था ये मैच खेलकर कि कैसे बैटिंग करना है, कैसे बॉलिंग करना है, और डे बाई डे, यू नो, वी हैव सीन दैट इम्प्रूवमेंट. So I think वो कहीं ना कहीं हमारे लिए अच्छा है, but at the same time I know we played 3 games in 4 days, but तीनों के तीनों मैच भी enjoyed, and tomorrow is an important match and everybody looking forward to that.
So like Harman just said, like, you know, having played 3 games in 5 days already, 4 days already, sort of gave them an idea about, you know, where to bowl, what overs to attack, what overs to sort of hold back. And for you, like, it's been a week off for DC, yeah. A much needed break, I'm sure, but also a week off and like no practical games here unless you're counting back to the first season. Advantage or disadvantage, how do you see that?
Oh, it is what it is. You know, we had a busy period there towards the back end of the tournament, so it's been nice to be able to refresh ourselves and sort of sit back and see how the tournament played out. But you know, I feel like we're in a really nice position to attack tomorrow night. We've got lots of energy within the group, and as I said before, we're really excited about the opportunity that we've we've given ourselves to go out there and play our best game. And in terms of the conditions, we've been watching the games on TV, so you guys fill us in on what the conditions are doing and that sort of stuff. We've trained out here as well, and a lot of players have played here before, so that's certainly not an issue for us. You know, like any game and any ground that you go to, you need to assess what the conditions are and adjust accordingly, and that's no different for us tomorrow night. But certainly, yeah, we feel like we're in a really good spot heading into tomorrow night and giving ourselves the best chance to go out there and play well.
Yeah,
one
question.
One question, please, for the captains. What's the final? Parker Kuka form has been great. Of explosive starts, they're starting off 1500 strike rate. And we are looking at the Harmanpreet we used to see in mid-20s, Big Bash, 2017. How they behind the scenes, kya kya hai, leading into this
I think it's only about backing yourself. क्योंकि अगर team की बात करो तो we have very long batting lineup. We try to add few young Indian batters who can bat in death overs. So I think that give us कहीं ना कहीं confidence कि I don't need to wait for the time कि थोड़ा time spend करना पड़ेगा, strike rotate करनी पड़ेगी and then जब राइट टाइम आएगा देन आई कैन गो फॉर बिग शॉट्स. बट कहीं ना कहीं वो मेंटली बहुत एक सपोर्ट है कि वी हैव बैटर्स हु कैन बैट, स्पेशली लाइक द वे अमन ज्योति इज बैटिंग. एंड जब थोड़ा हमने बैटिंग ऑर्डर शिफ्ट करा था, यास्तिका वाज देयर, शी बैटेड डेली वेल इन द मिडल ओवर्स, तो कहीं ना कहीं वो एक माइंड में एक सपोर्ट है और एक पता है कि इफ समथिंग गोज देयर देयर वी हैव बैटर्स हु कैन कवर अप for the team. So I think that gives us the leverage to just go there and play a free cricket.
One for Mick. Hi Mick. Ahead of I think the third game of the season, the WPL broadcaster, who also happens to be the former India head coach, made a public statement in the form of a tweet saying that a certain Meg Lanning, given her expertise and the way she has gotten along with the Indian players at WPL, should be roped in as a mentor ahead of the ICC Women's 2025 ODI World Cup. Should you be given the opportunity, is that something you are open to exploring? Because you also have the India captain seated.
Yeah, I did see that, but it's not something I've given a lot of thought to. I've been focusing my energy on working with the Delhi Capitals team, and it's a team that I've really enjoyed working with. The younger players are very receptive. They want to learn. They ask questions, and that's always exciting for me, I guess, to be able to pass on some of my knowledge and experience to try and help us win as much as we can, but also improve them as players and people. So it's something I've enjoyed doing while I've been over here with Delhi. I think it's important as a player who's had that experience that you do pass on that knowledge and help the next crew coming through. But I haven't given too much thought to anything past that, just trying to focus on what I'm doing here with Delhi, and we'll see what happens down the track.
Meg, two finals, what lessons can you learn from that and cross the line in the third final?
Yeah, I mean, finals are about doing the basics really well and backing your strengths in. And throughout the season, we've had a lot of strengths. We feel like we've got some really good depth within our side. We've got all bases covered in terms of batting, getting off to a good start, but also building partnerships through the middle and with the ball. We've got a number of options as well. So that's really all we focused on is coming into this game, backing ourselves in our strengths and really sticking to that as long as we possibly can. Because from my experience in finals, the team that does that is the team that's going to win. So we feel very confident that if we do that, that'll give us a good shot.
How much is it mental compared to the skill sets, physical skills also?
Oh, cricket is a very has a very significant mental side to it. Whether you're playing, any game or any format, and tomorrow will be no different. But at the end of the day, it is still a cricket game. We've played a lot of cricket games in our time, and as I said, it's about doing the basics and the simple things really, really well, and over again. So I think if we can do that and just stay really calm and composed when the pressure comes, then as I said, that'll give us a good shot at getting the result that we want.
I have a question for both captains. Harman, I'll start with you. 3 years are done with the WPL. We'll finish tomorrow when the final is officially over. A lot of the incentive behind the WPL was to help domestic cricketers and basically talent come up and have that level match, the kind of competitiveness that's there in the international scene. you are the India captain, I'm sure that also works on your mind half the time when you watch people play and you watch some of these youngsters coming up. How have you just assessed how that's developed over the last 3 years, particularly in this season?
Yeah, I mean, this season we have seen a lot of, you know, domestic cricketers. They've been doing well, and you know, other teams also. I think they worked really hard to pick those players, because in the first season, I personally felt we missed out so many good cricketers. But I think in the last 2 years, all the franchises, they tried to pick, you know, the girls who can really, you know, take this opportunity. And you know, because end of the day, this cricket is not easy, you know, whether we are playing a league cricket, but still so many, you know, tough games are going on. So you need people who can take that mentally, you know, and play good cricket. I think this year all the teams, they work really hard to pick good cricket. That's why, you know, every game is going so well. I think only one or two games where we have seen, you know, matches going one-sided, but otherwise all the games we have seen, you know, every match was going to the last over. So I think that shows, you know, teams really work hard to pick good talent from the domestic. So I'm really happy that, you know, people really work hard to pick those domestic cricketers, and they are doing also well. And yeah, I think now next 6 months are very important for us, and hopefully, you know, we'll try to, you know, pick all that talent who did well in this tournament and make a good international game.
Thank you. Mike, you, the last couple of years have been very interesting for you as well, because you retired, you were very open about just what went behind that as well. As a batter, how has life changed for you? Because you seem to be, Shafali was talking about this a few days back when she said, you know, when things don't work for her and she goes back and trains, we don't have a reason to slack off if she's going to go and work that hard. Well, just what does that look like for you? Because there are a lot of moments when we finally see you can be human as well, when certain things don't go your way. So just how has that experience been for you over the last 3 years in India, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed being part of the WPL and the Delhi Capitals. It's an incredible competition, and it's unique in a lot of ways. But what hasn't changed for me is how competitive I am and how much I want to win. So that's never left me, regardless of what game I'm playing or which team I'm playing for. I want to contribute and make as many runs as I can to help the team win. So I guess from that perspective, that has been no different for me over the past 3 years. And just trying to work out what it is I need to do to do that. You know, this year has been a little bit up and down, but I think that's T20 cricket for you. Some days it works, some days it doesn't. But it's, you know, it's always not too far away, and you've just got to try and know that you can make an impact in the next game coming up, regardless of what's happened previously. So, you know, that's the important part of T20 cricket, I think, is just looking to impact the game that you're playing next. And as I said, I'm very competitive and want to win and, you know, try and help the team that I'm playing for.
Question for both the captains. Harman Man, first you. You have played in this condition. This will be your fourth game in six days, and you know the conditions very well. So how important will be the winning the toss here tomorrow?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, as a team, we are not putting too much pressure, you know, winning the toss and thinking what we have to do. I think our team has our team is very balanced, and we are, you know, pretty much comfortable doing whatever comes in our way. I think it's only about, as Max said, you know, at this type of stage, when you are in the final, you just need to play good cricket and just thinking about, you know, what are you doing first or second. I think same thing for us. We are not thinking too much. At the same time, we are just thinking, you know, we have to keep enjoying our cricket, because that's what always give us good results. And tomorrow will remain the same for us. We are not thinking too much about what we want to do first or second. Only about, you know, whatever opportunity is coming your way, we have to just grab it with the moment.
A follow-up to that, ma'am, you had changed your opening pair yesterday as well, bringing back Yastika Bhatia. Is this because of a brief exploits down the order, or is there a lack of depth in the opening pair? What is the mindset around that?
I think for Yastika, this kind of condition suits really well, because the kind of bat, you know, the way she bats, I think this red soil, which has always given her a lot of runs, I think that was the biggest reason we wanted to bring her back to the opening pair. I think, and she gave us a good start. She gave us that, you know, what we were expecting from her. I think she's looking really good, and I'm sure, you know, this pitches will definitely suit her, and she will definitely give us a good start if we, you know, give her one more chance.
Meghman, one question to you as well. Ma'am, you haven't played at these conditions till now, and I don't think you have practiced too much here as well. You have a weak gap. You have had a weak gap. So, how do you come into this game? What mindset is it? Because Mumbai has already played 3 games here. So what kind of mindset do you bring into this final? And secondly, how important will be the opening pair of you and Shefali Verma tomorrow for this final?
Yeah, I mean, we've played a lot of cricket here sort of over the last couple of years, and a lot of our players have played a lot of cricket here. We've trained here twice, so we understand what the conditions are, so that's not anything that we've really discussed. We've had a good couple of days off to refresh. This tournament can be quite draining mentally as well as physically, so I think that puts us in a really nice spot to be able to come out and play our best cricket tomorrow. And you know, we've both said it's all about what happens tomorrow night, you know, the other games, or how fresh one team is, or how tired one team is irrelevant. It's a final. Everybody will have the same energy and want to win, and it's about what happens tomorrow night. And that's what we're looking forward to, and you know, trying to put our best performance out there for the tournament. And we've given ourselves a chance to be able to do that. In terms of the opening partnership, I think we've seen throughout the tournament that when teams get off to a good start with the bat, it makes it very difficult for other teams to peg them back. You know, our approach in the power play is very, very similar to everybody else's, is put the opposition under pressure and try and get our team sort of ahead of the game, I guess. So that's the approach we've had all season, and that's the same approach that myself and Shefali will have tomorrow night.
Last two questions.
Yeah, go.
Mike, we've spoken about the Mumbai wicketkeeper batter. I want to ask you about your wicketkeeper batter. I remember asking you at the start of the season, you and JB. At that point, obviously, you've not had a big look at Sara Price. You just joined the team. Now that you've spent, you know, considerable time with her on and off the field, in the slips, in the nets, everywhere, you know, what has she brought to the table exactly? You know, that we saw her edge out the two Indian wicketkeepers in your squad to that position.
Yeah, Bryce has been excellent for our group. She's a great person to have around, very chilled, you know, very easy to get along with, and she's fitted in really nicely to our group. And on the field, I think she's been great as well. She's had sort of limited opportunities with the bat, but when she's come in, she's really played a significant role for us. And T20 cricket is about having an impact, and it might be one ball or it might be 10 balls, and she's been able to do that for our team. So I think behind the stumps, she's been very tidy and taken the opportunities that she's been presented with. So, you know, I'm sure tomorrow, if she gets the chance with the bat or the gloves, that she'll be able to do the job.
Question is to Harman. Harman, Haley Matthews is the leading wicket taker this season and 2 years back. So just, matlab, it's quite rare. She bowls a lot of the tough overs, and it's quite rare that an off spinner is format mein itna effective, whether it's power play. So what makes her so good, and what sort of confidence do you have in her?
Well, she's someone who's always, you know, want to bowl for the team. She's someone, even, you know, we want to start with a smile, but she's always, you know, want to take the first over. So I think someone who is so excited to bowl all the time, I think that person, just imagine how confident she is, and she's someone who understands the conditions really well. And I think over the time, she understood what her best deliveries for these kind of pitches, and I think that's giving her a lot of confidence to do well for the team. And that is the reason she's being, you know, taking wickets in every game for us.
Thank you, captain. Thank you.